Morning Show. Joining us now from Washington, D.C. is U.S. Senator Tina Smith. Good morning, Senator.
Well, good morning, Jeff. It's great to be on with you today.
Yeah, thanks for being with us today. How's the weather in the nation's capital?
Well, it is actually a beautiful day. It's still a little chilly, but nothing compared to Minnesota. I haven't checked the weather in Northfield yet this morning, but hopefully spring is on its way.
Yeah, we're supposed to get up into the upper 60s today.
But, whoa, that's great.
Yeah, but
that's
rain,
perfect.
Rain and gloom are accompanying it, so not quite spring. I guess that's part of spring. We invited you on today to talk about a new bill that you've been working on. It's called Expanding Access to Low-Cost Generics Act. Tell us about this.
Well, Americans just pay too much for the prescription drugs that they need. And in fact, we pay way more in this country than people in other similar wealthy and large countries. And so one of the reasons that this happens is because the prescription drug companies in this country have so much market power. And I think that they actually game the system in some ways. And so what my bill does is it closes one of the loopholes that they use to keep lower cost generic drugs off the market. You know, a generic drug can be a very affordable alternative to a name brand drug and can sometimes cost 80% less money. But what these big drug companies do is they kind of game the system to kind of keep these lower cost generics off the market, sometimes for years and years and years. And my bill closes that loophole. We're going to be voting on it in a committee hearing next week, and I'm very optimistic. It's a bipartisan bill that we'll be able to get this done.
Wait, can you explain a little more about that loophole? It's like, how do they do this? How is this
well,
done?
Exactly. Well, so we have patent protections for inventions in this country, including prescription drugs. And when those patent protections expire on a name brand drug, then that creates an opportunity for generic drug companies to come in and provide that medication for much, much less money. What's happening is that the name brand drug company says to the first generic drug company that wants to get in, hey, I'll promise not to sue you if you promise to just park that application that you have to bring your drug to market. And sometimes that goes on and on and on and on. And then other companies who might want to get in to the market and then proceed are kind of locked out because somebody else has already said, no, I'm going to make this drug. I'm just not doing it yet. And as I said, this sometimes goes on for years and years and years. And it's completely unfair. And I don't think that that is at all that's not what we should be doing in this country. We should be making it easier for prescription generic medications that are just as safe and effective to get on the market and save people money.
All right. I'm going to put you on the spot here a little bit. I don't know if you would know the answer to this, but you know, some common everyday medications, drugs that people would take, are they ones that people will recognize, and are they ones that people have complained to you about?
Well, so these medications that use this parking strategy to keep lower price drugs off the market are more like the medicines that you would have your doctor prescribe to you in the doctor's office. So we're not talking about drugs like, you know, acetaminophen or common allergy medicines, for example, that you might get over the counter in a drugstore. These would be medications that would be used for treating more serious illnesses or you know, like cancers, those kinds of medications. But that can still cost patients hundreds and hundreds and sometimes thousands of dollars. In fact, an analysis shows that if we stopped this doing this, people would be able to save 80% of the cost. And that is a big bite out of people's budgets.
That's a big bite. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Let's talk about where this is at. It's part of a bipartisan prescription drug package, a larger package.
Yes.
Has it been approved yet? Where's it at in the as far as Congress goes?
What is going to happen is we're going to vote on my bill, which, as I said, bipartisan. I work on this with a Republican senator from Indiana. We're going to vote on my bill along with several others in our committee next week. And I expect it to pass forward. We know that it's got broad support. And then it's a question of how to move it through the Senate and get it to the president's desk. And It's possible that it could move, that it could be voted on its own, or it might be folded into a bigger piece of legislation, which is probably the more likely scenario. So once it gets through committee, I'll keep working on it and pushing it forward through the rest of this year and hope to get it done.
All right. Well, some relief from high drug cost is certainly yes. beneficial to our listeners out there. So thank you very much. Is there anything else you'd like to mention about this, Senator?
Well, I would just mention one more thing, Jeff, which is that last year we passed important legislation to lower healthcare costs, including prescription drug costs for Americans. We finally, for the first time, are allowing Medicare to negotiate directly with drug companies for out-of-pocket for lower costs, and that's going to save Minnesotans, hundreds of dollars per dose of medication. And we also said to the big drug companies, listen, if you raise your prices higher than inflation, you're going to have to pay the government back for Medicare, because and that'll help lower the prices for everybody too. So we are slowly making progress on this very important issue.
All right. Well, we thank you for working on that. Thanks for taking a few minutes and being with us. And we will, I guess, follow that and talk to you again sometime soon.
Thank you so much, Jeff.
Yeah, enjoy your day.
Bye.
That is U.S. Senator Tina Smith. Here on 95.1 FM and AM 1080 KYMN Northfield. It's 7:06. Here's local news with Rich.
Today's news update is brought to you by Merchants Bank, continuing the tradition of high-quality customer service and community involvement, and by ServiceMaster by I.